Hey guys, Whitney here. So I feel like I've done a ton of stories, a few posts, I've talked to a lot of you about this now. And because this topic resurged into my DMs this week as well, I thought that it warranted a nice long video chat about it. So wanted to come in and chat a little bit with you about morning routine. So you can ask quite literally anyone in my life who knew me and interacted with me in the mornings up until about 2 years ago, what type of person I was in the morning. When you all tell me that you are morning people, I feel you. You are my people. I used to hate mornings. I used to hate starting the day. I used to hate getting out of bed early. Really, until about 9 or 10 in the morning, I was just not a pleasant individual to be around. Mornings always used to be a really big rush for me. I don't know about you all, but I got really accustomed to at least 10 hits of that snooze button on the alarm every morning. As a result, I was always running late. 9 times out of 10, I would pick a fight with Chris on my way out the door. The people at my local Starbucks definitely did not know my name because I was not a warm and fuzzy person in the morning going in there to make sure I had my fuel to actually get started. And you can ask my old assistant, she just knew not to come into my office until I had been there for at least a few hours in the morning. I hear this from a lot of you, and like you, I too had kind of just accepted that this was the way life was gonna be. I wasn't ever gonna be an early bird, I wasn't ever gonna be a morning lark. I think that's the phrase. I was gonna be a night owl, and that was just gonna be my time to shine. Until slowly, nights weren't even really my time to shine. Wasn't particularly enjoying the mornings, wasn't particularly enjoying the evenings. I had a really awesome, like, midsection of the day where I was productive, but I kind of thought to myself, wow, there's gotta be something more than this. And it really wasn't until my lovely husband, Chris, moved in and I started witnessing what he was like in the mornings and realizing life could be a little different than what I thought. Now, if you live with anyone who is a early bird, loves the mornings, and is a quote-unquote morning person, and you are not, it can be one of the most aggravating things ever. Anyone else? You feel me? Yes? So when Chris moved in and he woke up at 4 a.m. every day and was super excited to start the day, and by the time I got out of bed, he was chipper and had multiple cups of coffee and was super excited to talk about all the amazing things he was going to accomplish that day. That was even more irritating to me than just already not being well set up for the mornings. After I left lawyering, I decided to really dig in on something that across the board has been life pivotal: slowing the F down. It really wasn't until I started actually slowing down and starting to be more mindful and intentional about the way that I was starting my day that I realized that those first few hours of my morning were setting the tone for my entire day. And for majority of my life, starting the day in such a rush, in such a bad mood, and reactive was creating just not good happiness, relationships, communication, or productivity for the rest of my day. So it really wasn't until I started slowing down, really learning the science behind what happens first thing in the day, and then actually putting a morning routine into practice for myself that I actually started to see the magic of it. Now, if you're not a morning person and you're watching this and you're sitting here thinking, there's absolutely no way that I can put a routine into place in the morning, I'm just not a morning person, I'm never going to be a morning person, I feel you. I used to be that person. But I promise you, with a few tips I have for you at the end here on how to get started, that mornings can actually be a really life-changing time for you. And while you may never totally love them, you may never be the person who jumps out of bed and is ready to hit the ground running, you can make the mornings a much more enjoyable start to your day and set yourself up for a lot more productivity, happiness, and just overall health and wellness throughout your day. So, I'm not saying your life depends on it, but your life kind of does depend on it. So, hear me out. Morning routine. All right, so if you're already feeling skeptical, I totally get it. And my best advice to you for structuring your morning routine is to start small, like so small. The first way that I think you can really set yourself up for success first thing in the morning is to get super intentional and consistent about what time you're going to bed at night and what time you're waking up in the morning. If you missed the video I did a little while back on sleep, I highly recommend you rewind and go watch that one first. But sleep is a super important part of how you wake up in the morning, as well as kind of what your circadian rhythms are doing. So if you're going to bed at really inconsistent hours and you're waking up at really inconsistent hours, your poor body doesn't really know what time is bedtime and what time is wake-up time. So you're kind of working against those natural rhythms that already exist in your body as to what the morning should look like anyways. So start small. Tip one, if you don't already have a morning routine, get super consistent about bedtime and wake-up time, and I bet you'll notice a difference just from that. Step two, and this is going to be a tough one for a lot of you, even if you already have a morning routine. But after you've gotten that really consistent bedtime and wake up time implemented, my second piece of advice is to not look at your screen first thing in the morning. Let me repeat that again. Just do not pick up your cell phone, an iPad, computer, TV, no blue screens within that first hour of the day. Okay, now why? There's a little bit of science behind that. But just emotionally, think about all the things that exist on your devices, specifically on your phone, your iPad, and your computer. Anything that exists on those devices, email, social media, messages, phone calls, is going to force you to be reactionary within that first hour of your day. That first hour is going to set the tone for your entire day. So if you're starting your day by waking up, grouchy the alarm went off, maybe hitting snooze 5 or 6 times, and then opening up your email, the very first thing that your mind is engaging right when you wake up is a stress hormone, a stress reaction, a reaction to whatever is happening within your inbox, within your text messages, within your social media. That emotion, that reaction, that stress then persists for majority of the day. It's so much harder to turn that around if you start your day in that mindset. Mindset really is everything, and I'm telling you that if you can avoid your screens for the first hour of your day and be super intentional about how you're spending that time, it is going to be such a big game changer for your morning routine, for feeling more successful throughout the day, and just in general, helping improve your overall health, wellness, and happiness. Okay, so we've got our consistent bedtime and wake-up time. You've allocated 60 minutes of time without screens first thing in the morning. Let's talk about what you should do during that first 60 minutes of your day. Now, if you're a person who requires a lot of time to get ready, I totally get you. You need some extra time with your hair, you want to spend some extra time on your makeup, that's totally cool. As long as it's screen-free, feel free to utilize that extra 60 minutes to really beautify yourself, make yourself feel confident, really prepare yourself for the day. But I also encourage you to be a little bit more intentional during that first 60 minutes. So if you want to start without actually scheduling any sort of activities or any sort of mindfulness things that you're doing within that 60 minutes, totally cool. But just start to become more mindful of what it is that you're thinking. What thoughts are passing through your brain first thing in the morning? Are they thoughts about what you need to do that day? Maybe acknowledge those and kind of just let those go for that first 60 minutes. Allow yourself the opportunity to just wake up, prepare for the day, say some positive things to yourself, maybe start with a mantra, but just be really mindful and intentional that those first 60 minutes of your day are yours. All right, so you've got your consistent bedtime, got your consistent wake-up time, got your first 60 minutes of the day, you're being more mindful. Now, what else can you add on to really maximize your mornings, really optimize, really create a circumstance for yourself so that you're feeling super stoked, super charged, and super positive about starting your day? My favorite exercises first thing in the morning is gratitude. I think centering yourself with something that you're grateful for, maybe a few things that you're grateful for, very first thing in the morning is such a big mental shift in terms of changing your perspective from stress to positivity. There's a ton of science that backs up what gratitude does for your brain. It's hard to do at first. Sometimes it's hard to think of things right first thing when you wake up, but it's a practice. So you get better as you do it more consistently. Another thing I really recommend that you start your day doing is a nice big glass of water. Generally speaking, we tend to be dehydrated kind of across the board as humans, but especially first thing in the morning. Your body has just gone, hopefully, 7 to 9 hours without any movement. You haven't had anything to drink. It's gonna need something to kind of wake up the inside, reestablish that you're awake, that you're ready to do the day, and really reset your metabolism. Some other things you might consider doing within that first 60 minutes during your day is prayer. You could also do prayer or gratitude with your children or spouse if you live in a household with more than just you. You could journal, you could read, you could walk, you could stretch. There are so many things that you can do first thing in the morning for that first 60 minutes to really set yourself up for a positive, uplifting, and energized day. A few other things you could do first thing in the morning. These aren't things that I personally do, but I've heard lots of people do them and love them. If you're a person who finds cooking really meditative and relaxing, maybe you could elect to cook your dinner in the morning time, stick it in the fridge, then you don't have to worry about that after work. Maybe you could cook yourself a gourmet breakfast, maybe you could cook yourself a gourmet lunch, bring something in for the office, lots of things you can do in the kitchen if that's something you find relaxing. You could knit, you could play chess, really anything that doesn't involve a blue screen, so your phone, computer, tablet, or TV, and something that's going to be uplifting, positive, and make you feel supercharged to go attack your day. So what I really recommend doing is testing out a few of these potential morning activities and finding what works best for you. The thing about a morning routine that I think throws a lot of people off is that you may see, whether it's on social media or you read a book or you find a practice that somebody has told you about, I think a lot of people have a tendency to try that for themselves and it just doesn't feel like the right activity for you. For me, things in the morning that involve communicating with other people sometimes throw me off. Sometimes they're awesome, sometimes they're not so awesome. So kind of depending on what season I am in life, I really gauge whether or not interacting with other people, my husband included, is something that I want to do first thing in the day. And that's the other thing about a morning routine. Depending on what season you're in life and what is happening in your personal life, in your work life, in your family life, you may need to alter your morning routine. It doesn't need to be a super rigid, I do this every single morning, I wake up, I brush my teeth, I spend 5 minutes doing this, 10 minutes doing this. It can be an ever-evolving routine. That's kind of the beauty of it. Once you get super consistent and lock in a routine that works really awesome for you, it may work for a few months, but once you break it, once it doesn't work anymore, then it's time to evolve. It's time to change, it's time to grow. There's an amazing book, it's called Miracle Morning. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend picking up a copy, especially if you're someone who, after watching this, is saying to themselves, there's just no way I'll ever be a morning person, and Whitney has something magic, and she has turned herself around by some grace of some energy I just don't have access to. That book, game changer, life changer, amazing. I've read it multiple times, and I think it may give you a different perspective on what a morning routine should really look like. So I get lots of questions about what my morning routine is, and it's shifted a lot in the last couple years. But for the last few months, I've had a really consistent morning routine. I'd like to share it with you. For me, it has really allowed me to feel super successful and super productive, like right first thing in the morning. I am Enneagram Type 3. If you aren't familiar with Enneagram, I'll include a resource in here. You should definitely check out the Enneagram workshop on Instagram. But I'm an Enneagram 3, which is an achiever. So for me, I like to feel super accomplished in everything that I'm doing. If you have a tendency in your personality to, you know, feel really fulfilled and at ease and positive and uplifted by certain other activities, then you should do things in your morning routine that make you feel that way, that make you feel in line with those things that are warm and fuzzy, that are positive, that are uplifting, that are energizing. So my current routine is I go to bed, I try to go to bed between 10 and 11 every single night. Now that's challenging depending on what time zone we're in. We travel a lot, so depending on where we are, sometimes it takes a few days to adapt. It also can be challenging depending on what events we have, what social events we have, and what the culture is like in whatever country that we're in. We've been in a lot of places where sometimes going to bed at 10 p.m. isn't possible because it isn't possible to get dinner until 10 p.m. So you can adapt, you know, your wake up time and your go to bed time, but I really encourage you to try to find a consistent time to do both. So currently my go to bed time is between 10 and 11 p.m. And naturally, this never happened until the last few months, by the way, naturally my body has just been waking up between 6 and 7. It's really incredible what your natural rhythm will do for you. Work with that, not against it. So I wake up between 6 and 7. I usually wander into the kitchen. I get myself one of these bottles of water, and believe it or not, I chug the entire bottle before I do anything else. First thing in the morning for me is water. From there, I use that same bottle. I'm sure you see me on social media. I pour myself some Energize, which is my amazing plant-based caffeine drink. I don't do coffee, so I do a scoop of Energize in another bottle of water instead, and I take that to a quiet space. Finding a quiet space for me ranges. Sometimes it's upstairs if we're in our place in Montana. Other times it's a hotel lobby. Other times it's even just a bathroom, but a space that I can find some quiet, some peace, and just some time for myself. In that space, I then take a moment to really center with my breath, being intentional about breathing in and out. I pull a few cards. You may have seen that we carry around this deck with us. It's by Gabrielle Bernstein. It's the Universe Has Your Back cards. And I really allow whatever card or cards that I pull for that particular morning to guide my intentions for my morning routine. You don't have to do that. You may think that's a little woo. Whatever suits your fancy, for me, that's something that allows me to focus on something super positive, super uplifting, and be intentional about whatever it is that those cards say. From there, I spend a little bit of time journaling. I always write down what cards I picked and what those intentions are, what they mean, and how they might apply to what's happening in our current life. From there, I always write down my whys. I have four solid whys. I'll do another video on that, but four solid whys, I write those down. I center with those before I do anything else in that journal. I write down 10 goals that I have. Some of them are super fanciful. Some of them are, you know, maybe 20 years out, but 10 goals that in my lifetime I plan to accomplish. That comes from Mrs. Rachel Hollis. I'll tag her here, and one of her books, I'll also tag that here. But that's an amazing, amazing thing to start your day with. Centering with an intention, centering with your whys, and then centering with 10 big goals. Not necessarily goals you need to get done today or this week or this month or this year, but just 10 life goals that you want to accomplish in your life. From there, I meditate. Now, I know I'm going to probably get some friction on this because so many people have so many opinions about what the right way to meditate is. I'm here to tell you that as long as you're quieting your mind, becoming intentional, and really centering with your breath, you're already meditating. Maybe for you, that's cooking, sewing, knitting, walking, hunting, whatever it is, gardening, whatever it is, you can have a multitude of ways to meditate. So please don't get discouraged about meditating because someone has told you that it needs to be done a certain way. Meditation for me looks different almost every day. Really all it is for me, especially during this morning routine, is just quieting my mind. I put in headphones with some theta brainwaves. I'll include some science here about why that's super awesome to do first thing in the morning for your brain. And I just lay down. I allow myself to kind of not be worried about anything that's happening during the day. Maybe I start thinking about the card I pulled or the intention that I'm setting. Sometimes I just center with my breath. Sometimes I focus on energy. Whatever it is, spend some time quieting your mind very first thing in the morning. After I get done meditating, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 20 minutes, kind of just depends. Then I always stretch. Now, this is a new addition for me and something I learned from the amazing Brendon Burchard. But when you think about it, your body hasn't moved for the entire evening. Ideally, that's 7 to 9 hours, but if your body's just been stagnant and then you start your day in a rush and you're out the door and you're doing this and you're doing that, you haven't really allowed your body the opportunity to warm up and really prepare itself for the day. So I've implemented just 20 minutes of really gentle, not hard work, yoga and stretches. That's been a real game changer for making my body feel a lot better, really preventing injury and allowing me to feel energized throughout the day. So I highly recommend if you don't have a stretching regimen in your morning routine to incorporate one and see how it works for you. After my stretch, I try to get outside. Sometimes, depending on what location we're in, that just means getting outside on the balcony. Sometimes it means just opening the door, sticking my face in the sunshine. But most of the time, it means actually leaving the house and going just for a quick walk, 10 to 15 minutes. If you missed my video in post about sleep and your circadian rhythms, it's super important for your body and for your hormones and circadian rhythms to get direct sunlight and natural sunlight first thing in the morning. It's the best time during the day that you can get direct sunlight. So many of us have a vitamin D deficiency anyways, but your skin and your eyes really absorb the UV rays, and that tells your body, your inside clock, your natural circadian rhythm, that it's time to wake up and that it's time to start the day. All right, so when I'm done my walk, I come home and I sit down and I take a look at this amazing planner. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with Brendon Burchard, I'll tag him here. He's incredible. He wrote an incredible book called High Performance Habits. And this is his high performance planner. It comes in all different colors. One planner is good for 3 months. And I wanna just show you what the inside looks like because this has really been a game changer for me in setting the tone for during the day. So as you can see, he's got a bunch of different prompts. He's got a bunch of tasks you need to get done, goals for the day, intentions you're setting for the day. And then he also has this really incredible, hour time slots. Actually, I think it's on the half an hour. Yeah, half an hour allocations of time slots. So I sit down with this journal every day I take a look at my calendar. This is the first time that I'm looking at any of my devices. I take a look at my calendar and I really factor out what meetings I have during the day. What are the absolute priorities that need to get done? I try to come up with three priorities and three only that need to get done during the day. And then I take some time to really map out my day, to plan exactly what every hour of the day is going to look like. You know, do I have calls? Do I have appointments? Do, you know, how long are certain tasks going to take me, to ensure that I'm super focused and getting done everything that I need to get done during the day. So from there, it's really then just a matter of starting the day. And by then, I'm in a great headspace. I'm ready to tackle the day. I'm feeling energized and charged from all the movement and sunlight and water that I've put into my body, and really just impressed with how much the morning routine has altered the start of every day. So I hope that was helpful for you guys. I would love to know if you have any other tips for how you start your day. And if you're one of those skeptics, one of those naysayers, and are convinced that mornings aren't for you, I would love to get to chat with you more. Like I said, morning routine has been such a game changer for me. It's been absolute magic in just making me realize that anybody can become a morning routine person and really adapt their mornings to be healthier, happier, and just a more productive human throughout the day.